All right, the first thing you're going to want to do is open a browser window and navigate to djende.ddns.net:8073.
Becoming partly sunny. Highs
The
around
first thing it
30.
loads up is NOAA Weather
At 8
Radio
p.m.,
for the area. I'm going to
Pittsburgh
go ahead and
Airport
mute that.
reported partly cloudy skies.
This is your volume
Temperature
control down
39,
here.
dew point 23, humidity 52%. Wind west at 10
And this is
miles an
mute.
hour. Wind.
Okay. So, a little overview of the radio here. This down here is your receiver. This is your tuner. This is basically your control station over here. To navigate, you're going to open. Well, let's start with what modes, what things are. These are your modes. This is FM, wide FM, which is for FM broadcast, AM, lower sideband, and upper sideband. These are different decoding modes, and I'm just learning about these, and we'll get into that later. Or maybe not. We shall see. I want this to be just a general demonstration video. So, here is, if I click on. I don't know about this name yet. It's a play on the whole where I did with my Plex Media server and called it Kevin Heaven. I may end up changing this. So, but anyway, if you click here, you're going to get a little overview of what you can do with this radio. What, with the devices that it's set up on, the device dongles, the little radio dongles, that actually bring the signal into the software environment. This is telling you what we're using and what they're being used for. A lot of this may not make a lot of sense. This is about the antennas that are connected to each one of them. And just a little overview of what this station covers. And what it covers is public safety communication, and this is what I have written here. Public safety communication in Allegheny and surrounding counties, including Beaver, Washington, and some of Butler County, as well as Brooke and Hancock County in West Virginia. I was surprised to learn that I can pick some of those things up. The station also monitors flight traffic for the Pittsburgh International Airport, which is only 3 miles from here. Other local broadcasts include Pittsburgh News Choppers, Marine Band, the waterways, which I really have yet to pick anything up from. But I figure if I can pick up police from Brooke and Hancock County, West Virginia, I'm sure I could probably pick up boat traffic down on the river. I also just recently realized that you can pick up the railroad company. You can listen to them. Also school buses. I was listening to some school buses recently. I did make an area for the CB radio band, but communication on that is very limited. FRS and GMRS, this is those little handheld radios you can buy, the walkie-talkies. You can listen to those things. Also, of course, your FM radio broadcast band. And then you can even get into like some really more crazy things such as long wave, medium wave, short wave, and ham radio communications. So there's a lot you can do with this thing. So definitely can get lost in here if you get into it. I'm gonna go ahead and minimize this. I found this nice, this is actually one of my photos that I took of downtown. Figured that was appropriate. And of course, a picture of myself here because I do want to make this public. I've actually have already done so. But again, I'm getting off track here. I said I want this video to be short. We're already almost 5 minutes into it, and I'm just rambling. So let's minimize this and kind of move on a little bit. So we cover what bands it covers. So let's talk a little bit about navigation. So when you first open it up and you're here at the weather radio, if you click here, this is going to expand, and you're going to get all the different areas that you can explore. I tried to organize this as best as I could. So there's some ham stuff here. And then it says it's amateur radio communications. But really, the stuff that I think most people will want to check out will be the public safety stuff. So where that resides are all of these. And because of the limitations of the hardware, you have to break this up in 2 megahertz sections. So that's why you see 450 to 452, 452, 454, and so on. Now, since you have to break it up that way, it can be a little overwhelming to look at all these different things you can pick from. So as I explore myself and find out what's going on in each one of these segments, I'm finding out which ones seem to have more traffic than others. So if you don't want to waste a lot of time listening to a bunch of noise or seeing nothing, you want to see things that have already been discovered, where there's a lot of things that have already been discovered and a lot of activity going on, you can choose one of these ones that I've already labeled busy. So let's start with that. Let's go to one of these busy sections now. So I'm going to choose this one here. When it opens up, I have it set to automatically go to a known frequency. In this case, the frequency that loads up when you click on that one is Pittsburgh Police Department zones 1 and 2, which comprise of the north side and downtown Pittsburgh. I'm going to go ahead and unmute this, and you'll notice that we still don't hear anything. The reason for that is that I have the squelch set to be automatically set to about negative 68 decibels. Now, if a signal comes through and it's louder than that, that's when it's going to set that off, like these little blips that are popping up on here now. This is actually perfect. So the whole thing and how you use this is you're looking, as you can see, it's like a waterfall. It reminds me of like the ones and the zeros that Neo would see in The Matrix, if you remember, in the background, sort of like that.
3122. Can you do a call back and see if he knows what the ex-employee is going to be arriving in?
Okay, answer sheet. Hang on.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and mute that. There's your demonstration. You see how this works. So if I zoom in here, you can see that what's happening is this line is the live real-time moment, okay? And this waterfall represents the span of this 2 megahertz span of space. So you look for these things to come down. As you see them, you can tune to them by just clicking on the space that you see them residing in. Now, this is a very, very weak signal. It did not get up above the squelch, where squelch is set. So it didn't turn off the squelch. It didn't overcome it. This one's weak too, but we're going to click on it and see if it comes through. Not quite. So you can manually turn that down. Oh, I muted it. Now, there you go. There you go. I'm going to click in a blank new area and hit squelch again. That's going to set the squelch again. Okay, so that's Pittsburgh zones 3 and 6 don't come through very well.
I want to call back. The only thing I have on this 1 and 2
do come through very well.
Christopher King.
I'm going to click out into another dead area here. You're seeing how that works right now. Now, I'm going to move on to talking about something else. Let's say, all right, so let's talk about these bookmarks. Anything in yellow that you see here are bookmarks that I have hard-coded into the software. These blue ones are ones that I have added via the bookmarking option here inside of the user interface. These blue ones, only the person who sets them can see. So if you set your own bookmarks, only you're going to be able to see those, and you're only going to be able to see them in that browser that you used. the yellow ones will always be there. That's done on my side. So for me, what happens, right, is I'll come in here and I'll see something that I've never seen before, like this little blip here, right? Oh, here's one. Two unaccompanied. Okay, so whatever they're talking about, I don't know what it is. It could be police, it might be something else. I don't know. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna click on this here, add bookmark. And I'm just gonna go ahead and put, I like putting just question marks. And you know, if I have some semblance of what it might be, I might see how you see this. I have a question mark bus, question mark fire, Jefferson, someone talked about Jefferson Township in one of these. So I'm gonna go ahead and put question mark police. And okay, now that's there. Now, I'm going to go over a couple more things and then I'm going to come back to this. Actually, no, let's go ahead and do this now. So let's say you have this frequency. You found it. Something's happening. You want to really know who it is. The best way of doing that, and I'm going to make these bookmarks available really easily for everyone, is going to a place called Radio Reference. And they basically catalog all the known frequencies everywhere. So I'm going to do all identified frequencies in Allegheny County. I found a link for Washington and Beaver as well. But let's start with Allegheny. Maybe we'll get lucky and it'll be Allegheny County. So I'm going to click on this, open in a new tab. And let's look and see what this frequency is. It looks like this one here is about 452.80, 452 megahertz, 0.8. So I'm going to do a search inside the page for 452.8. And we are striking out because this is 452.86. That's the closest I get in here for Allegheny County. So this must be Beaver or Washington, or who knows, maybe even something else, another area. So you would just keep looking for that. Let's see. Let's go ahead and unmute that. What are they talking about?
Getting close to the clear to board for 33.
Yeah. Who knows? Somebody's boarding something. So it may not, it doesn't sound like police. So anyway, this is basically what you do with this thing. You know, it's, you're discovering these things and you're listening to them, and it's just a nice way to kill some time, and it's really enjoyable. So let's go ahead and, I'll show you why I know that's not 8.6, because if I move this thing, I'm going to move this manually and watch down the bottom right hand corner, you see those megahertz and how much we've changed. We went from 8.0 to 8.1 and we're already this far off from here. So if I go to 8.6, we're way over here. That's definitely not it. So it's not any of these. We know that. Now, utilizing, let's talk about zooming and fine tuning next. So if I take my mouse cursor and I bring it to the left side of the screen, actually, let's take it to the right side over here where there's more action. I'm going to just bring it and I'm going to leave it here. And then I'm going to use my scroll wheel to sort of just zoom in, and it will take me over and into that area, closer to that area. Right. And then once I'm here, now when I make my movements, they're really, really fine movements. So this is how you can fine tune a station. Okay, now I'll zoom out. Another thing too is that there is so much going on in these frequency spectrums that a lot of times, as you can see, my bookmarks are on top of each other. One might be really, really close to another, and it's really hard sometimes to go and just get your mouse on them and click on the one that you want. So sometimes you need to get closer to do that. I'm going to go to one that I know is really bad like that. Let's go to this one here. This really wasn't the one I was looking for, but these are pretty tight together too. So I'm going to zoom in on this little area over here so that we can get around a little bit easier and see what things are. What the heck is this? Unmute that.
Two-story light smoke from a commercial vent. Partial evacuation.
Okay. Someone's evacuating something. He's fire dispatcher over here. Here's something. North Police Department.
East Ohio, into Millville, in front of Strange Roots. Lima, Kilo, Bravo, 2252, with the black Chevy.
Someone's pulled over. Okay. Here's something we don't know about, right?
278 Deputy, we got updated. False alarm request and cancel.
So I'm going to put a question mark there, and I shall come back to that.
Now,
as I find things that are actually really interesting, I will create a permanent bookmark in here for them. So this will just grow over time. All right, enough with let's see what else we can, if there's anything else I need to cover while I'm in here. I put little labels, and I'm going to keep doing this too. I put little labels for things that I know are more than just what, like public safety. We get this. These are all public safety. This is all the public safety spectrum. But within that spectrum also are things like GMRS and FRS, which again are those little walkie-talkies. The FRS are the bands that are for really short range. And GMRS are for things like, you know, if you go hiking with your friends, then you're going to be like 2 miles apart. So you'll see them in here. They're saved as the channels that they are. So here's somebody on it right here. Somebody's hanging out on channel 18, and you can listen to those conversations. Looks like EMS Pittsburgh is the first thing that this section goes to.
Lane between Wesley Street, Messiah Street, COVID negative, 40-year-old female, not conscious, possible overdose.
Yeah. So you hear about a lot of ugly things, and obviously that's going to be the way it is. But anyway, let's see. So another example that might be down here, right? So this one has both the Marine Band, and I was finding a lot of the Turnpike Commission in here. They seem to congregate in this area, so I kind of made a note of that. And I'll be doing that over time. I'll be adding more things so that you can get around this and make a little more sense of it. Like I said, I was just finding out, you know, about railroad, and that's down in here too. All right. So, public safety. Okay. So I don't know if I'm going to keep this way, but I did find the frequencies as the news choppers reside on. They're in here. So I may not keep them separated, but we'll see. I may not. We'll see. I kind of want to be able to get to them quick. So say we've all had this experience where we walk outside and there's a chopper and you're like, what the heck is this guy doing here? Why are they here? Now you'll be able to just like jump in here and actually listen to them talk and find out exactly what is going on.
Arrangements are being made to put it in my hands.
It's just some private person on some walkie-talkies. It's kind of weird to eavesdrop on that, but you can. So, all right, moving along. So after public safety, you got the news choppers here, a little more public safety because they're separated by these big bands. It's hard to explain. This left side is the device that they're on. So this is like one device with one antenna. This is another device with another antenna. And this antenna deals better in this range. Well, this antenna deals better in this range of the frequency spectrum. So that's why that's like that. So that's why they jump around a little bit. They have to go device to device to device. That's just the way the software is. So get into public safety. There's some ham here. And then you get into the air band. So this is, I try to make some notes about what is on each one of these. Like the frequency for the tower is on this one. And this is kind of how they break down. So you can go ahead and listen to the flights. So let's go ahead and the air band. Let's do arrival information.
Arrivals expect ILS runway 32. ILS runway 28 left.
Right. Okay. So you get it. The air band works. You can explore it. Beyond that, I found out which frequencies the TSA talks on. I still haven't heard anything in there, but that may or may not stay there. We'll see. After the air band, you have your FM radio, which is self-explanatory, but I will cover a couple things in here. So let's go ahead and go into it. All right, so the first thing we'll have here
first
is...
First heard Wagner's music. He had one word for him. He said, that's
WQED. All right, let's go to the next later, one. I need to find a loud one because there was something I want you to know about that.
Sublime.
So if I go to... This looks loud. Right. So you see how distorted that sounds. For some reason, and I think they'll probably fix this in a future release, but when you have a really loud thing happening, you see how it sounds distorted. That's because this thing isn't grabbing the entirety of this, right? So, but if you grab these corners and drag them, this will get wider, and it should clear up. It's not very good, still. But it does help quite a lot. So if you actually decide to use this, you're probably going to want to remember to drag this out. So let's get out of there. Yeah, that's just there just to be there. I mean, anybody can turn the radio on, so but let's go. So CB, like I said, I'm close to the highway, but range on CB communication is very, very limited, for one, and two, the antenna's on the wrong side of the house. So you probably really won't get anything in here, but it's there. All right, so we'll keep going. Long wave and medium wave. The long wave spectrum actually is the AM radio spectrum. So there's your KDK 1020. But you can find, I mean, whatever, it's AM radio. Shortwave is more interesting. Now, I don't know if you know anything about shortwave, but these are channels that broadcast over peace. These go a very, very long way, and they're a lot more interesting to try to get into. Right, so it's a lot of weird religious stuff in here, I will tell you that. Why they broadcast the time, I don't know, but let's say you want to know what that was. 5.025, we need to the kilohertz. I'm going to minimize this, or I'm going to mute this. You can go to, there's a site that allows you to find out what those things are. Here we go, let's open that up. And I'm just going to go ahead and take that frequency, 5.025. We're going to convert that to kilohertz, which would be 5,025, so 5025. And we'll hit now and just see where that's coming from. It's right here. 5025 is out of Balta. I don't know. Balta gives you the latitude and longitude. Anyway, it's this right here. You see the crosshairs going over top of it. So that's going to be Cuba. That's coming from Cuba. So that's kind of exciting, right? So you can play with those. These are all the different bands for the shortwave. Beyond shortwave, then you have ham, which they kind of overlap, as you can see with these meter band things. So let's go and what ham really is just amateur radio people communicate with each other over the radio, over very far distances. And they use something called a lower sideband and upper sideband to do that, because the signal can be very weak and you can still come through with that technology, whatever. I don't really completely understand it, but let's go ahead and the way that you can tell is you'll see that there is more action on one side of the, or the other of these, right? So lower sideband, you'll see now you get this little marker over here. It's like closer to this side. So this is where you really want to start working with fine tuning. So we're going to go ahead and zoom in really, really tight. And then I'm going to unmute this. I'm going to move this around so I can start hearing them. This one's not that great. Let's try this one over here. There you go. There's a general idea of what that's about. And you can see there's a lot of people doing that. We'll come over to here. This is people communicating through text. And it's really basic, but you can decode it if you want. So if you click this, it's going to pull this up. Oh, there's four people on here right now. I guess my site's popular, or I left it open in some other part of the house. Say this is really eating up my CPU, but this will begin to decode this in a moment. You'll start seeing stuff pop up in here, and it'll tell you what the messages are that they're sending to each other. See, here they come, right? So now, if you see up in the top right corner here, we have this map. If I click on map, it's going to identify where they began. So where are they originating from? Right? In this case, these are where those communications originated from. Somebody over here in Oregon. If you leave it go for a couple minutes, you'll start seeing places in Europe start populating. That's been my experience. So you just leave that open and they'll just start, oh, they'll keep popping up. All right, it's enough. Again, I didn't want this to be a million hours long. So you get the idea. And we're kind of at the bottom of this thing now. So trying to think if there's anything that I missed. I know there definitely is. Like, I was just trying to see if there's like, I can do this one other thing. You see these bars, like this bar here, or like this bar here. I'm going to click on that. These are, you have to decode these. You put it on DMR and they're decoded messages. So if I just like listen to this one, like say you go to FM and listen to it, it's just going to be a bunch of noise. But if I find one, I can go ahead and move this over to the DMR again, and they're not communicating on these. But as you can see, these time slots open up, and you'll get what's called talk groups populating in here. And once that happens, it will start providing you the audio. It will decode the audio, and you'll hear the conversations taking place. So I just started discovering those. Again, it's you can get lost in here just discovering new things. So play with it. Oh, maybe we can get one here. The ones that are just solid are nothing. Could be here all night. See how easy you can get sucked into it. So see if you can get one of those to work. Here's a lot of the area. Like, here's Moon. Right? West. Coriopolis. Kennedy Township Police. North for Sales PD, West PD. I think this is one of those DMRs. See, I don't know. But sort of like fishing. Like, you know, you'll spend a lot of time trying to get something, and then when you do, you know, you celebrate. It feels really, really good to discover something.
120.
But if you just want to say, find your area, find the frequency for your area, and just see what's going on, you can find it and just leave it on there. You don't have to bounce around. You don't have to explore. You can just say, okay, I just want to know what's going on with the EMS in my area. I want to know what's going on with the police in my area. You can find that frequency, put it there, leave it there, walk away, and just let it go. And that's fun too. My mother got hooked on that. She said it to West EMS, and oh my God, she goes, Kevin, you screwed me up. I'm hooked now. Look, what have you done to me? So yeah, you can have a lot of fun with it. So hopefully you enjoy. I'm always around if you want to talk about it, if you have any questions. I'm excited about the project, so I will be more than excited to help you any way that I can. And I'm still learning. So you might learn something that you tell me about. So if you find things that I don't have in here, let me know. That's another thing too. And if it gets cool enough, I'll go ahead and I'll make sure to make it a permanent bookmark as well. So I think I'm going to leave it there. It's a half hour. That's 7 minutes shorter than the last one I made. So it's a little better. And enjoy.